shout hallelujah every day.
It's a wonderful day, and blessed you are today and always in Jesus' name. Welcome to your favorite podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. However your distance or time zone, from here it's good morning in Jesus' name. Child of God, I need you to listen attentively to this teaching today. If you really hunger to grow and mature as a Christian, we need understanding and expository knowledge with a good dose of the Holy Spirit for us to forge ahead. Child of God, pick your Bible and open to the book of Psalm 103 and verses 7. I'll take my reading from the King James Version, and then we'll take subsequent versions also. Bible says, He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. I repeat, He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. Child of God, the ways of God simply imply His plans, His statutes, His laws, His purpose, and of course, His processes regarding matters and the issues of life. Hang in there and follow me. While the acts of God mean His works, His manifestation, or simply put, what God does. Child of God, God's acts are those wonders in the midst of men, those miracles, those signs that serve as proof of the reality of the supernatural. Many believers are excited and concerned about proofs of signs and wonders and, of course, miracles, but very few are interested in the ways of God. Understand this mystery today, child of God, and it will help you to grow better as a Christian. Those that have access to God's ways will with ease command His acts. I repeat, those that have access to God's ways will with ease command His acts. That's why the Bible is clear. The Bible says, He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. That is Psalm 103 verse 7. Now the New Living Translation version says it clearer. He reveals His character to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. Child of God, in other words, God revealed His love, His mercy, His goodness, His presence, His patience, His kindness, His faithfulness, His gentleness. He revealed all that to Moses. It is wise to seek to know His ways. Those that know His ways are those that provoke the supernatural at will. You cannot submit yourself to knowing His ways and not command His acts. That means it is better for you to know God's ways than for you just enjoying His acts. Child of God, any gospel that is preached that only tells you about God's acts, His promises, and His blessing, that does not give you the scriptural conditions, the ways attached to it, is not complete. This is the reason behind the frustration of many in the body of Christ today. Many are only seeking for the acts of God. They are not seeking to understand the ways of God. It is high time that we sought His ways so as to command these acts easily. The people of Israel knew about God, but Moses knew God. I repeat, the people of Israel knew about God, but Moses knew God. In that multitude, it was only Moses that knew God, while the other people knew about God. What we see is that God made His way known to and He revealed His character to Moses. In other words, Moses got to actually know God himself. On the other hand, Israel saw His works, but Moses saw God. In Exodus chapter 33 verses 13 through 15, Bible says, Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Child of God, God Almighty responded to Moses' petition, and God said, My presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest. And He said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not from here. Hallelujah. Notice that Moses was willing to give up everything. He wanted God more than he wanted what God could do for him. He was more interested in knowing God rather than what God was going to do for him. While the rest of the nation, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, were interested only in God meeting their needs and wanted no relationship with Him, Moses wanted a relationship with God. They merely wanted what he could give them. They complained and pulled away from the presence of God instead of drawing nearer to him, while Moses was drawing closer to God. They were never satisfied because they were seeking the wrong things. Had they sought after God, all their needs would have been met. And that is why the Bible says, "Seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto thee." Child of God, are we seeking God as Moses did, with an abandonment that says, "If you don't go with me, I don't want to go anywhere"? Or are we focused on the things that we want God to do for us? If we seek God, we'll find God, and in his presence is everything that we need. Let us set our hearts to know God and his ways. His character is worth seeking. And when we pursue knowing him, every desire we have will be fulfilled. Now I pray with you, the glory of the Almighty God envelop you. The joy of the Holy Spirit overwhelm you. Any negativity that is planted into this day is minus you, minus your business, minus your family, in the name of Jesus. You will not see disappointment. You will not be put to shame. As you step out to your place of work today, the glory of God overshadow you. The power of the Holy Ghost will empower you. You will know God better. You will see God better. You will embrace him better. Your relationship with God, I pray you, will have an enlargement in the name of Jesus. As long as you can open your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord, as long as you can open your heart and call upon Jesus today, I decree blessings come upon you in the name of Jesus. I declare that understanding the ways of God, Holy Spirit will bring it unto you in the name of Jesus. I cover your day with excellence, with dominion, with prosperity, and with divine acceleration. In Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org. So much of resource available there, and you can be part of this wonderful podcast on daily basis. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. You are blessed. Let the glory of God overshadow your celebration in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening to this daily podcast. Please keep sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Thank you so much for all that you do. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.